Let's go back in time. It's the 70s and Evan Watts is about to take the love of his life out and it's his first ever date. Evan tells the story of how that panned out at the Moth Story Slam in Melbourne, where the theme was disguises.
In the bottom of a drawer somewhere, I have two silver medals, actually for ballroom dancing. One for Latin and one English old time. I went to a single-sex boys' school, and if you wanted to meet girls, the only way you could do that was to enrol in dance classes. And so I dutifully enrolled, and you know we would dance with each other. But the culmination of the dance classes was when we would go to a social with a sister school. And I remember one particular social rocked up. And I met the love of my life, Faye. I remember hanging around at the bus at the end, very, very proudly displaying numerals that had been etched on the back of my hand. And I got a number, mate. I got a number. And I was very excited by this. And we then embarked on what I consider a long-distance relationship. It was because the phone, it had a very long distance cord and I could stretch it all the way from its place in the hall all the way into the bathroom, plonk it next to the bath and then dutifully go through the entire water supply, hot water, as I had these interminably long conversations. But eventually, of course, I had to pluck up the courage to ask her on a date. And this is 1978. And even though, we danced the cha-cha-cha, and that's not a euphemism, we really had danced the cha-cha-cha, and we'd waltzed and we'd done all that, actually what ruled the dance floors was disco. John Travolta as Tony Marino and the Bee Gees singing the high notes, and that was what was really exciting. I'd actually even convinced my mother to go out and buy me a John Travolta suit. And kind of unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, I don't know, it was brown and not white, but it actually had, you know, bell bottoms that kind of arrived on the dance floor way before I did, and had huge lapels, and I was just itching to wear this suit, and so I asked Faye out, and you know, she lived in the hills and we were only 15. I didn't drive. I had to kind of convince my mother to drive me up, pick her up. But her father was going to take us down to the station, and we were going to go to see a film. It was actually the opening weekend of Saturday Night Fever. And, you know, I was really excited and I was checking myself out in the mirror and I'm looking at the suit and it's, you know, it's kind of lunchtime on a Saturday, but, you know, and I'm thinking, no, this looks pretty good. No, it looks pretty good. I'm going to make an impression, and I think, well, actually, what do you do on these sort of dates? Well, you buy flowers. Of course you buy flowers. So I sort of broke the bank and bought these flowers, and then I rock up at her door in my suit with the blue bodysuit and the hush puppies that have got heels like this, and I'm standing there with my flowers, and the door opens and she's excited, and then her face drops. She's standing there in jeans and a t-shirt and she's just going to the film, and there's this guy standing there, and then her father appears and he takes one look at me and he goes, "Are we off?" And so we, and in the confusion, we've still got the flowers and we're on the train and everyone's kind of looking at us, and she sort of very self-consciously has the flowers, and I say, I'll hold them, and she goes, you know, so I've got the flowers. But that wasn't the worst bit, actually, because we get to it's the opening weekend, there's a queue a mile long outside the cinema, and we're standing there, and it's a Saturday, it's 2 o'clock, it's blistering hot, and there's all these people in their casual clothes, except one schmuck in a three-piece suit with the pals and the hush puppies and the bodysuit. And I can't kind of figure out, is all that sweat just the embarrassment or the fact that it's, you know, 30 degrees? And then I look around and I realise that the flowers I'm holding are not holding up at all well. And in fact, Faye actually is standing just far enough away that she's not really with this guy. I don't even really remember the film. I don't think I've ever watched it since. I think it would just bring too many traumatic memories back. But anyway, we end up. I do remember though that John Travolta's character doesn't end up with the girl in the end. I think that was something that I do remember. Anyway, we get the train back to back home, and her father picks me up and picks her up, and I'm just going to walk home from the station. And I do remember her dad's pitying look, actually. And he as they drove away, I looked down and I realised I'm still holding the goddamn flowers. Thank you very much.
That was Evan Watts sharing his story at the Moth Live Story Slam in Melbourne. The Moth is produced by Jay Allison at Atlantic Public Media, brought to you by PRX, and you're on RN.